And this is one of the passive. If anybody out there wants to be on air, whether it's, and really with any journalism, if you want to be a writer, if you want to be on TV, if you want to be on air in radio, you got to go start small and then work your way up from, you know, Casper, Wyoming to, you know, a little bit bigger market and then another bigger market and eventually get to the major market you want to be. You don't just walk out of school and then get a job in a major market on the air. It just doesn't happen that way. And so that's a pathway for a lot of people. And that was one of the other things, was like, I don't know if I want to take that path. But then all of a sudden, and one of my last years in college, this podcasting thing was kind of around. And my group of people that had a radio show, shout out to Eamon and shout out to Antonio, my guys that were my co-hosts on our sports talk radio show. I did a music show, a rock and roll show, and I did a sports radio show at KSFS, San Francisco State Radio. And we basically taught our class what podcasting was, because the professors didn't know about it. This is this very new thing. It was like, okay, what is podcasting? And at the time, it was a format called Podomatic, is where we put our old radio shows up. And it was very new. And then it wasn't like, oh, this is a thing that's going to be a career for people. It's just like, well, we're screwing around and here's some stuff, just like it is with music. Go listen to our band. It was like, here's a podcast. If anybody around wants to put this on their iPod, they can go listen to this radio show. And it wasn't a thing where this is going to be a career, but I had that background and that was sort of hitting at the time. And then we started podcasting at KNBR and behind the scenes and putting the shows and interviews up on the website and podcasting. And it still wasn't that big of a deal and it still wasn't really monetized. And it took a while for all that to come together where there was enough people that listened to podcasts and advertisers took it seriously. And I was doing a 49er show, and then that all came together with a daily podcast that could be a career. But it took a very long time, and it's something that most of the time throughout my life didn't even exist. It wasn't even an option to